Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas. Sorry, there was a little interruption there, but we'll just pick it up where we left off. We've been talking about ministry and money. And one of the questions that does seem to come up on a regular basis is, okay, then, you know, what? Not only what ministry, what should ministry be, but also what about all the ministries that are out there that don't seem to fit with what we're talking about here? And what we always come back to, you know, what is on our plate? You know, we take what our concerns and questions are directly to God and ask Him about what He has to say about a particular item. Now, in this particular vein, it's hard to keep ourselves from looking at what's going on in Christianity, in religious circles, both where we are locally and globally. And I just want to assure you, it's fine to do that. There's a difference between evaluating as judging and criticizing as judging. And by that, we don't make it personal. We come at evaluation with the standpoint that whatever these other ministers are doing is between them and God. Now, we may want to, for ourselves, go deeper than that, but that's between us and God about that situation. In other words, if you see a ministry or a group or a church or a fellowship doing something that God has said, this is really not something that I have put into motion, this ministry is not for me, unless you have a relationship there, God's not telling you, go tell them that God isn't pleased with them. He's just telling you so you know that there's a difference between somebody ministering because they want to minister, they want to be involved in ministry, or for whatever reason, and those that are sent by Him, those who are put into those situations, who are assigned those projects that involve public ministry. And that's where we come back to, just as a reminder, that concept of there is a ministry for God that is simply giving what we have already received, giving unconditionally what we have received unconditionally. And that's between us and God and whatever situation He puts us in. And then there's a public expression. Now, it's the same thing. It's the same activity and principle. We share publicly what God has given us privately. point is that when we look at what other people are doing, it's for our encouragement or direction or guidance. It's not so we can be correcting them. Again, he may at some point in time put you in that situation where you can speak into their lives, but don't automatically assume that because God had shown you this is where there's a problem or an error, that doesn't mean that was for you to, okay, this is my project, is to correct this minister or this pastor or this church. We always come back to, Lord, what am I to do with this? What is my project here? How does this apply to me? What am I supposed to take away from this? And then that's it. Now, we run into challenges, and you're going to run into these challenges all your life. The more you are able to hear God's voice for yourself and know some of these other approaches to relationship, you know, resting in him, learning to hear his voice through waiting on him, recognizing the differentiation between your spirit, your soul, and your body, when you will find that not understanding those things can be very stressful on other believers. But it is still up to God whether he wants to speak to them through you or not. Now, there's going to be times when he's going to say, it's up to you. So please feel free to ask, Lord, is this something I can share with my friend? Lord, my relative, my sister really is lost without you. Is it time to be sharing you with her? And it's fine to be asking these things, but that comes always back to that point, is be sure to ask. Don't be assuming that you know God's intent, God's heart in any given matter. We know he is love, and that the expression of love is to give. So we can start to evaluate. A lot of times you won't get a clear response. And so we may, just to evaluate why maybe are we not getting a clear response from him on something. And then when you don't get a clear response, you don't act on that. But we can start with, okay, is what I'm thinking of doing a loving thing? Is what I'm thinking of saying a giving thing? And if those things don't line up, odds are the reason you're not hearing is because there's some kind of interference or that you already know the answer. And generally speaking, those are the two categories where you're not going to be necessarily hearing as clearly from God. Again, if there's interference of some kind, whether it's your own emotion, your own flesh, or an enemy interfering, or if you already know the answer and you're just trying to get God to tell you something else. And you know, this happens a lot. We know we shouldn't do something, but we ask God anyway. And we assume that if we hear something, since we asked him, it must be him. And a lot of times that's not the case. He's silent because you already know the answer, but you want to get out of it. You want to do it, even though he doesn't want you to do it. And so we find a way to get his subliminal almost approval. So as far as ministry is concerned, what's going on in the world is God's business. What's going on in your church is God's business. What's going on in your life is God's business. What he wants you involved in is what he assigns for you to be involved in. Now, think about the changes that he might be making in your life right now. Most of them you don't know about because he's going about his business. you, his spirit and your spirit are working on those things even as we speak. And he's given you another assignment, another project, another to be working on while he is working on his task, his project in you, his job, he knows what he needs to develop within you. And so we just want to let him do that. We just want to let him be whatever he wants to be in us. Sometimes that's going to be easier than what we have looked at so far as we're just looking at very basic approaches. And some things can get a little bit more in depth. But that's what God has hidden for us, not from us. So some things don't fall real neatly into a category. And we need to pursue him. Lord, what is it specifically in this situation that you're drawing my attention to? Okay, Lord, this doesn't really fall into a category that I really understand. How do you want me to handle this? And you let him teach you. And you don't read into it, okay, the reason this is a problem, the reason this isn't making sense is for such and such a reason. We don't want to get ahead of him. We don't want to assume that if something is going along a certain way, that we know where it's going, why he's doing it. And this is true also when we understand that for ourselves, we allow other people in other kinds of ministries, other situations, that they're going to go through what God has for them that they may not understand. And then we don't have to understand it. We can all trust God that he knows exactly what we all need to be going through. So hopefully that addresses some of the concerns that come up about ministry in general. There's a foundational approach, a fundamental approach to ministry that has been a part of the human existence as far as there's been a history. There has been organized religion ever since we have historical records. There's this idea that there is someone in the community that speaks to God, that represents God, whatever God that may be for that civilization. But that person plays that role, and we have transplanted that from civilization to civilization. There's something within a community that they want that person to take that load so that others in the community can take care of other aspects of daily living. And that is basically why we have ended up with the kinds of churches and fellowships that we have in Western, especially Western cultures. There's this notion that certain people take care of communicating with God, and then everybody else goes about their daily business. But when Jesus rose from the grave and then ascended to his Father, everything changed. It's no longer been business as usual because we have all been placed in that position of true ministry, of true giving, of true life, having access to eternal life, having access to the answers of the questions that people have, where it's not just fulfilling that mystical need of a community or group, but having actual life-changing, the power, the authority, the assurance, the true representation, and being able to introduce people to God. That's the real distinction, is our God is alive and wants to know us and his people and wants to be known. So we have a much more active opportunity. Now, again, it's all up to God on how he wants to do it. And if you do have any exposure to history, really look at that. Really see it's through every culture, every civilization. There is someone or something that represents that connection with God. And then everyone else carries about the needs of their life. So you and I don't want to fall into the same pattern that has been ongoing throughout civilization, because it didn't change anything. But you and I, just as Christ changed everything when he walked the earth, you and I can have a tremendous impact. But it takes receiving from God unconditionally and giving to others what we have received unconditionally. So it is a challenge, but work it through. If you do have some concerns, and we're going to continue from here, if you do have concerns about what's going on in your ministry, and you want to get in touch with me, I'm thoroughly open to that, walking you through how to ask God about certain things. And if there are things that you really don't even need to ask him, that you already know the question. So feel free to drop me a line regarding that. That's Diane@therainersclub.org, and I'll be happy to get back to you, or through Blog Talk Radio. So don't feel bad about that. You're not gossiping. You're not talking about behind people's back. We're all in a public ministry, especially. We should be questioning. And the examples we've talked about recently about how we don't do anyone any good by pretending that a ministry is effective or a minister is effective at representing God and giving life, when the opposite is true and evident. So we want to be respectful, but aware that we do have a responsibility not to correct, but to evaluate, to judge. There is a time to judge the actions and the behavior, not the motive, not the intent, not even really the person, but what are they doing, their behavior. What is public is open for evaluation. So that's perfectly normal. It's not gossip. It's not being judgmental. It's totally appropriate. And it's your responsibility. Again, you're not doing anyone any favors by turning a blind eye to things that are that clear. How you approach that may be a challenge. But if there are things that you see that you know are not lining up with the character of God, that's the first thing to settle. And you can settle that with God. That doesn't mean then you have to take it to like the church board or something, or you have to put it in the church bulletin, or even confront, so to speak, anybody in the church. The first stage is to evaluate what it is you're seeing or believing or feeling. So hopefully that helps. So we're going to continue with some some of the additional common reasons people give for wanting to be involved in ministry and just make a few comments. And again, our purpose here is to remind us all that we are all in ministry. There's private ministry and public ministry, and we are all in private ministry. But he may assign you to public ministry. So how do you handle that? So we're just talking through some of the things, some of the beliefs we might have, just so we can be honest in our own homes about what's going on in our own intentions, and we can talk to God about it honestly and openly. So last week, we talked about several little things. We talked about, you know, God gives me a vision. He's given me a message or a new concept for the church. And we talked about how part of the process of learning to depend on the Lord is to be healed and freed from our flesh, our history, and the lies we've believed about God. And that over time, even if you have a vision, a message, or a concept for the church, if you give it back to God and even take it seriously, you write it down, you don't tell anyone, if it's something he wants for the church, your church, it will find its own way. Likewise, just the whole concept that God has called me to full-time ministry. Again, absolutely true. We are all in full-time ministry. It just may not be public. How do you find out? You ask God. And you may find yourself in public ministry. Next, the final one we just talked about last week was, I'm equipped, trained, and ready, and can meet a need. A lot of times we see needs and we go, I can do that. You may even be asked to fulfill a need. And you need to, not within a church, within a ministry, in whatever capacity, whether it's, you know, financial support or physical support or ministerial support, you still have to make that decision. That's still, you can't assume that just because there's somebody in the ministry asks you to do it, it must be from God. Exactly the opposite is, don't assume that just because somebody in the ministry, in your church, asks you to do something, even if they say, you know, we have this need and I was praying about it and your name came to my mind, that's fine. That may be perfectly true. That is not at all binding on you. It is still your responsibility to go ask God. Another real common these days examples of our own beliefs about why we want to go into ministry is the prophetic, that a true prophet prophesied over me, and his admonition to go into the ministry was confirmed, and I knew it was true in my heart. How do we handle that? We say, great, detail and encouragement to what he has placed in our hearts. But God never intends for us to grab it and run with it. If a particular project, which is all a public ministry is, if that has been assigned to us by God, God himself is the only one who can confirm it. This is a very private and personal relationship that we're talking about establishing and making public. And God usually withholds his confirmation until after the project is done. In other words, you'll find yourself doing it, being involved in ministry. And then he'll go, oh, by the way, welcome to your project. God wants us encouraged and motivated by his presence. Daily, hourly, not by our own self-motivation to achieve a goal or meet a need, So as you cultivate that lifestyle of quiet dependence and you evaluate and seek him on each task that comes up, each day you'll be accomplishing what he has set aside for you to do for that day. You do the research. If there's an area of interest, you do the research. You do the work, the training, whatever is necessary. Knowing that his goal may very well be satisfied through the process. In other words, along the way, rather than by achieving something. His goal for that project may be somewhere along, like we think, okay, if God assigns us a project, the project will be over when we're done with the project, when the project is completed. Like planting a church, okay, well, the project will be done when the church is, you know, it has 16 satellite churches, it is on 4 TV channels and has a huge ministry and millions of people visit the website and all, when really all he wanted you to do was go through the process of buying land. We don't want to make any assumptions about what the project is that he gives us. And this can be real hard because very often we will rely on the motivation of the completion of the project to encourage us rather than our daily relationship with him. So that's something to keep an eye out for. Another example is, say, a young man believes the Lord wants him to learn sign language. So he does. He learns sign language. And then he looks for ways to use it in his church or his community. You know, God told him, learn sign language, so he did. And he kind of assumed that, okay, now that he's learned the sign language, where should I use it? But nothing opens up. And in his frustration, he complains to the Lord about all that wasted time of learning the sign language and wonders if he really heard from the Lord at all. God eventually answers that he hadn't tasked him with using the sign language, only learning it, and that he was satisfied and was ready to go on to the next project. God was saying right then and there, well done, thou good and faithful servant, even though it didn't impact anybody else. But he'd been recognizing what the project was. He fulfilled it. But the young man is still frustrated with the seeming waste of effort. But God responds that since it is his time, it is God's time. God is the only one to decide if it is wasted or not. In other words, the results of our dependence are none of our business. Let me repeat that. Since your time is God's time, it belongs to him. He's the only one who can decide if it's being wasted. So if he's not talking to you about, okay, you need to drop doing this, you need to stop doing this, you're spending too much time on this and not enough time on that, then you can't be judging yourself. You can't be getting down on yourself for something God is fine with. So we will pick it up here next time, and I appreciate your questions. If you've got any more questions or if you do want to get into some specifics, I'm happy to speak to you about that. Now we're heading into the holidays, but I will still be available, so still feel free to drop some of these questions. Can get pretty stressful around the holidays, and I want to be available if I'm needed. So drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or, again, through Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.